local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now. Happy Tuesday. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 48 minutes, getting you a complete rundown, everything you need to know, what's happening in your world today. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Traffic and weather together on the fives, the traffic line, 850-2626-111. We start, as always, with our top three stories of the day. And we begin with the Biden administration once again stressing Israel has a right to defend itself from Hamas as the administration faces growing pressure to push for a ceasefire.
1,400 people slaughtered in their homes at a music festival. And when Hamas decided to conduct operations, it was with the intent of killing people.
And that is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, who says President Biden has discussed brief humanitarian pauses with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to allow aid to get into Gaza. Netanyahu has also said he would not consider a ceasefire until all hostages held by Hamas are released. The House Judiciary Committee today having a chance to grill the special counsel leading Hunter Biden's gun and tax case. The meeting was behind closed doors, so there's no audio, but David Weiss reportedly pushed back against the allegations that he brokered a sweetheart deal due to pressure from the White House. Republicans have accused the Justice Department of slow-walking the investigation into the president's son. And here locally, we learn more throughout the day today from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons regarding the missing girl in Bellevue that prompted a local Amber Alert. Didn't quite make a statewide Amber Alert notice that went out to all of our phones. Sheriff Simmons says everybody available responded to flood the area with law enforcement.
We had all hands on deck. You know, a lot of times when we say we had everyone available,
yeah,
we mean it. Everyone available. I was there. Both my chief deputies were circulating as best we can because it was starting to get dark, and I knew that if it got dark, it'd be more difficult to identify a Jeep of that color, a goldish-looking Jeep.
And Simmons also lauding the cooperation of Pensacola police officers who joined in on as well. PPD officers watched intersections, deputies searched neighborhoods, and they were searching for a five-year-old girl who was in her mother's vehicle when it was stolen. The girl found in the stolen vehicle about an hour later near Woodsy's Bar, and she was not injured. And deputies, as of today and this hour, are still looking for the suspect, 23-year-old Miracle Anderson. Those are our top three stories today. We check in with Austin for the first time this hour for an update on our roads, and Alan Strum has the weather.
I appreciate it, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. We're looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and we're seeing some of the congestion we touched on in the last hour, particularly near Burgess Road. If you're on North Palafox Street heading towards that intersection, you might experience some hiccups for sure. We're also seeing some parallel to that, actually, on Pensacola Boulevard, heading towards Burgess Road northbound. It is just a little bit backed up. And Pine Forest Road, heading both north and southbound near I-10. It's pretty congested over there. Also, looking at Santa Rosa County on Caroline Street in the Pace and Milton areas, we've got a lot of issues coming over Blackwater River, as we typically do at this hour. Severe backups there heading westbound. But also near Avalon Boulevard, you're going to see some backups there as well.
All right, and here is Alan.
Foggy weather is likely to develop late tonight and into Wednesday morning. In fact, over the next couple nights and mornings, fog is likely. Look for that. Lows will be near 60. Daytime highs next few days, pretty close to 80 degrees. Eventually, we'll see rain around here, and it looks like we've got a chance late this week. Friday, it's a 40% chance. Into the weekend, the rain chance around 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and right now it is 72 degrees and clear skies. We do have a dense fog advisory that will be in effect for the overnight and into the early Wednesday morning hours. Patchy fog can be expected. A high of 79 tomorrow with sunshine. Our next chance of rain comes Friday, right now listed at a 40% chance. Taking a look at some of our local headlines, more local headlines here. Congressman Matt Gaetz is calling on President Biden to mark December 6th as a National Day of Remembrance. It was on that day in 2019 when a Saudi flight student conducted a mass shooting, killing three people and injuring eight on board NAS Pensacola before he was killed. The parents of one of the victims, Ensign Caleb Watson, talked to Channel 3.
The freedoms that we share on a day-to-day basis, they're just not free. Men and women have been paying the price for our freedom for over 250 years. And we just owe them a debt of gratitude.
And in a letter to the president, Gates is requesting that all federal buildings lower flags to half staff on that day. Also, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves is sharing the good report from the first Saturday of the city's assisted drop-off recycling program.
620 pounds of cardboard, 185 pounds of PET1 plastic, 186 of number 2 plastic, 80 pounds of aluminum cans, and 82 pounds of steel cans is the total, so over 1,100 pounds.
So the residents have that recycling opportunity every Saturday from 7 to 3 at 2759 North Palafox. That includes the number 1 PET and number 2 plastics, clean and broken down cardboard, and aluminum or steel cans. Reeve says there could be opportunities for additional drop-off sites, and they are continuing talks with third-party vendors over a proposed opt-in curbside recycling program, so more to be seen on that. As I said in the weather, burn bans are back, or I should say continuing, in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties. Santa Rosa County burn ban has been extended through Friday with that chance of rain. Okaloosa County announced today that theirs remains in effect through November 14th. In Santa Rosa County, a Pensacola-based firm will conduct a feasibility study over whether an aquatic center makes sense in Santa Rosa County. Commissioners this week heard from four firms, ultimately going with Baskerville Donovan.
BDIA is deeply rooted in the Santa Rosa community, and we have also teamed with a national expert in aquatic center design to bring to you a perfect balance. This is the best of both worlds, and we're eager to show you one. We think we're the top choice.
That's Executive Vice President Jim Waite. He says the national firm that will be involved in their study is Councilman Hunsacker, and the firm plans to present several options of what an aquatic center could look like at various price points. Also, Damien's Ice Cream is in the process of moving their operations from Pensacola to Santa Rosa County's Northwest Florida Industrial Park.
We didn't take the decision to leave Pensacola too very lightly, but we considered options as we were experiencing a tremendous growth with the organization. We considered options as far west as Baton Rouge. We looked at opportunities in Jacksonville. We spent some time in Tallahassee, even up in Cairo, Georgia for a little while.
And after they bought 5 acres at the park back in 2021, the county will sell 3 more acres to the company this week at no cost. The county projects Damien's will provide a capital investment of over $10 million in the county, plus over 30 jobs. The county commissioners are scheduled to approve the sale agreement on Thursday. 520, we've got state and national headlines still to come. On hour number 2 of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Are you in the Pensacola area and looking for something fun to do with your family this Saturday evening? Well, you're invited to our church's Fall Festival. Northstone Baptist Church will provide games and activities for people of all ages. Everyone is welcome to come enjoy the hay rides, cotton candy, free food, bounce houses, door prize giveaways, and much more. This Saturday, November 11th, from 5 to 8 p.m., we want you to be our guest at Northstone. This fall festival will be located on our beautiful 11-acre property in Northwest Pensacola. Our address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road. So look us up and join us this Saturday, November 11th at 5 p.m. For more information about the fall festival, please visit our church's website, northstonebaptist.org, or check out the Northstone Baptist Facebook page. We hope to see you this Saturday evening for family fun at the Northstone Fall Festival.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The 38th annual Frank Brown International Songwriters Festival is Thursday through the 19th in venues all along the Florida-Alabama Gulf Coast. Hear the writers' songs from seasoned and aspiring songwriters from all over the world. See frankbrownsongwriters.com. The National Parks Fee-Free Day is Saturday. Find out more at nps.gov. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The fact that Hamas is an elected government representative of the Gaza Strip.
Five 24, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll have a look at our national headlines, first state headlines, and we'll get a check of the roads and our weather right now here, a little shy of 525. Taking a look at our forecast, right now we have 72 degrees. We'll have clear skies throughout the night. Overnight, do have a dense fog advisory that will be in effect early tomorrow morning as well. Sunshine Wednesday, high of 80 degrees, and then more patchy fog and partly cloudy skies overnight Wednesday with a low of 62. Thursday, more of the same with a high of around 78 degrees, mostly sunny with patchy fog early. Next rain chance is Friday and Saturday, around a 40% chance right now. Saturday has a 30% chance, so not a whole lot there. Up to a 50% chance of showers on Sunday. So that is the look ahead at the forecast for the remainder of the week. And as far as the roads concerned, Austin, what's going on?
Thank you, sir. I'm looking at the roads here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and it's a bit more of the same. We are seeing some congestion still on North Davis Highway if you're heading to merge onto I-10. We're also seeing some congestion on Pensacola Boulevard and North Palafox Street, both heading northbound towards Burgess Road. Lastly, going both up and down Pine Forest Road, we've coming off of I-10, we've got some serious congestion there. And I would like to say that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. At freshfromflorida.com, you can see what's in season, recipes that feature local ingredients, and more. Also, join the Fresh Florida Club today. That's freshfromflorida.com.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our state headlines today. Tomorrow night in Miami, there are five Republicans that have qualified to be on the stage for the third presidential debate. Governor DeSantis at center stage, and Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Senator Tim Scott will be with him. Former President Trump will not be there. He is holding a rally in somewhere in South Florida. I'm not exactly sure where. The debate starting at 7 o'clock on NBC tomorrow night.
And a new poll of Florida Republicans by the University of North Florida has Governor DeSantis trailing Donald Trump by almost 40 points.
We have Donald Trump really just lapping the field. We have him at 60% amongst likely Republican voters in the primary. Ron DeSantis in second at 21%.
UNF political scientist Michael Bender says Trump supporters just don't believe that he was a threat to democracy or incited in an insurrection after the 2020 election.
Also, the state of Florida today filing a civil action against a solar panel company that would sign customers to financing plans and then either wouldn't finish installation or did a substandard job.
If you are in the state of Florida and you are looking to hide behind a business to take people's money and use deceptive practices and scam them, you might want to consider moving out of Florida.
That's Attorney General Ashley Moody says when customers complain to MC Solar, the company would put liens on their homes and threaten legal action.
Also, with a vote of 100-2, the Florida House is passing a bill that would expand restrictions on state investments and businesses with ties to Iran. The Senate could pass it as soon as tomorrow. Florida's massive pension fund and investments would be steered away from businesses with Iranian ties and several more industries, including financial, construction, and even manufacturing.
Yeah, also on the House floor today, pretty interesting one. A resolution was brought forward on the House floor by Democrat Angie Nixon from Jacksonville. The de-escalation, calling for basically for the House to call for a ceasefire in Israel and Palestine. And so there was, as you may expect, in a Republican-controlled House, a lot of dialogue and back and forth with Representative Nixon, and some of it quite heated. This was not a heated exchange, but Representative Alex Andrade, who posted on X last night, quote, "Tomorrow we are forced to take up a disgusting and tone-deaf resolution. A resolution that makes no reference to the Israeli hostages held by Hamas and claims Israel is occupying Palestine and targeting civilians. It'll be the easiest no vote I've ever made in office." Here was a little bit of the exchange between Alex Andrade and Representative Nixon.
Representative Nixon, do you consider Hamas a terrorist organization?
Representative Nixon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes.
Did you not consider it important when referencing occupied Palestine in the resolution to identify the fact that Hamas is the elected government representative of the Gaza Strip?
Representative Nixon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe that's outside the scope of my resolution.
Representative Andrade.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Representative Nixon, you recognize the state of Israel as the government entity. I was just curious why that distinction was made between the state of Israel as a governmental entity. And I appreciate you recognizing Israel has.
So that little bit there. Also, Representative Randy Fine, who is Jewish, said, quote, "If you vote for this, you're an anti-Semite." The vote went down 104-2 to reject the resolution today. Let's look at what happened in the state of Florida today. National headlines are coming up next. 5:30, Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Members of Congress holding a bipartisan candlelight vigil for the victims and hostages of the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. House Speaker Mike Johnson calling this a solemn day as they remember the one-month anniversary of the beginning of the conflict.
We reject calls for a ceasefire and boldly proclaim to the world that acts of terror will be met with swift, decisive action. America stands with our ally Israel.
Congress has other business also. On November 17th, the deadline to avoid a government shutdown. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says responsibility of avoiding a shutdown lies with Republicans.
House Republicans have work to do, right? It is their jobs, and they have to stick to their promise and honor their word to avoid a shutdown.
She says a shutdown would hurt the economy and national security. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Generally positive news out of Gilead Sciences after today's market close. The biopharmaceutical company handily topped expectations for both earnings and revenue in the third quarter. The results boosted by growth in its virology and oncology segments. However, sales declined for its Veklury and chronic hepatitis C virus product sales. Gilead shares are down 1.5% in extended trading. In the regular Tuesday session, the gains weren't huge, but stocks did extend their rally to a seventh day. The Dow Industrials added 56 points, and the S&P 500 tacked on 12. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 121. Country music icon Kenny Chesney today announced an 18-city stadium tour. Chesney's Sun Goes Down 2024 tour, which also has the Zac Brown Band, Megan Maroney, and Uncle Cracker on the bill, kicks off April 20th at Tampa's Raymond J. Stadium and wraps up in late August at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Tickets go on sale the morning of November 17th. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Kyler Murray set to return this week for the Cardinals against the Falcons. And these final eight games will determine how much longer Murray is QB1 out in the desert. If Kyler wins a few games, the Cardinals won't be in an ideal position to draft a quarterback. But if he can't, they'll trade Murray and draft a new QB. If Kyler gets traded, the Falcons and Vikings are two teams to watch. I also find the Seahawks intriguing, but I doubt Arizona trades Kyler in its division. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
This holiday, The Home Depot is helping you get gifts that keep on giving by making sure they keep on going. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from Ryobi, Milwaukee, Rigid, DeWalt, or Makita, you get an eligible tool for free. Just pick a brand, pick a battery kit, and get a tool free. Give the gift of more doing this holiday with The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid at participating stores and online. One per transaction. Discount taken at checkout. Full eligible tool list in store and online. Valid October 23rd, 2023 through January 28th, 2024.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
I'm News Director Joe Ford. Local news radio is so important because during major events or emergencies, you may not always be near a TV. Your phone and internet may go out, but radio is easily accessible and often the first source for information you need to know.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Happy Tuesday, Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin getting you caught up and a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. National headlines are coming right up. We start with an update on our roads and our weather right now. Austin?
All right, so I'm looking at the roads here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, and that congestion on Pine Forest Road going both north and southbound near I-10 has seemingly just gotten worse. However, I can say that the congestion at North Palafox Street with the intersection with Burgess Road has seemingly not. It hasn't gotten particularly better, but it should hopefully lessen sometime soon. Looking at Pace and Milton on Caroline Street, heading towards Avalon Boulevard, heading off of Avalon Boulevard, heading eastbound, we're still seeing some backups there. And if you're trying to come over the Blackwater River coming westbound on Caroline Street, you might see some problems trying to get into downtown Milton as well.
Over the next couple of nights and mornings, we may see some pretty thick fog around the area. So that'll develop late night and carry into the morning hours until it burns off. Foggy weather, overnight lows near 60 degrees as we look at our daytime highs, still around 80 next few days. Dry weather for a few days, but Friday we've got a 40% chance for rain. And for Veterans Day weekend, our rain chance Saturday and Sunday runs around 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now we're at 72 degrees, 60 for the low tonight. Patchy dense fog in the area tonight, and we do have a dense fog advisory for the early morning hours tomorrow as well. Sunshine and a high of 79 on tap for Wednesday. Taking a look at our national headlines, a woman was arrested for allegedly crashing her car into what she thought was a Jewish school in Indianapolis. Police say the 34-year-old told them she backed her car into the building on purpose and mentioned her people back home in Palestine. The building, though, was actually the home to an extremist organization that is anti-Israel.
Yeah, we were talking about that last hour with some friendly fire there.
Yeah.
There's nothing happening here, but it is Election Day across the United States. Voters in 37 states are going to the polls to decide some key races. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is up against Republican challenger Daniel Cameron. Meanwhile, Mississippi's Republican Governor Tate Reeves is seeking re-election against Brandon Presley, who just so happens to be the cousin of Elvis Presley. I don't know how much that's going to help his campaign trail, but we'll see.
Yeah, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is slamming Republicans over tying aid to Ukraine with border security reforms.
A group of Senate Republicans released a proposal for border security that they want in exchange for Ukraine funding. And they know full well what they came up with is a total non-starter.
Yeah, the Republican proposal would require construction of the border wall and reform asylum laws. It would also make migrants ineligible for asylum if they traveled through another country before showing up at the U.S. border.
And a trial date has been set for the remaining four Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols. The trials will start on August 12th of next year. The fifth officer, Desmond Mills, changed his plea to guilty last week. He can now be a cooperating witness for the prosecution, and it was recommended that he get 15 years in jail.
Also, the Supreme Court is deciding whether people who are the subjects of protective orders should be allowed to keep their guns. The case before the court involves a Texas man who assaulted his ex-girlfriend and threatened to shoot her if she told anyone.
The constitutional principle is clear. You can disarm dangerous persons.
That is Solicitor General Elizabeth Priloger, who argues this should be an easy case to decide, as the Constitution allows for the disarming of dangerous individuals. 5:40 right now, taking a look at the world of sports. Week two of the college football playoff rankings are set to be released here at the top of next hour, I think, 6 o'clock. You said, Austin, I think it was Monday we were talking, that you could envision a scenario where Georgia overtakes Ohio State in the number one spot, and also Washington perhaps moving over Florida State into number four.
Yeah, I felt like Georgia did. I mean, considering they beat a top 15 Missouri by 2 scores, and then Ohio State just beat Rutgers by 3 scores, and it was a slower start for them. I don't know if they're going to drop Ohio State, because I think they had to be pretty confident to put them one in the first place. It wouldn't totally surprise me, but yeah, I'm like, I would bet money on Washington jumping Florida State tonight. Okay. I know Florida State is one of those teams that gets love more often than a lot of other teams in these rankings, but I just
Just hating because you're a Wake Forest fan.
Yeah. But I just don't know how you can objectively justify Florida State being ahead of Washington right now.
Oof.
Yeah. It had to be said. And it's a disgruntled Wake fan that has to say it.
Austin on the home of Florida State football here on News Radio 92.3. Yes. Just taking a blowtorch to the Seminoles. I love it. So NBA is off today. The socially conscious league does not want to be a distraction to people from going to the polls.
That's
so
noble.
The NBA is off today. College football, more action tonight. Ohio taking on Buffalo, ESPN2, 6:30 start time. Central Michigan and Western Michigan battle on ESPNU at 6, and CBS Sports Network has Ball State and NIU at 6 o'clock as well. College basketball tonight. The regular season has started this week, believe it or not. Auburn taking on 20th-ranked Baylor in men's college hoops. That starts at 8 o'clock on ESPN as well. Also saw in baseball, Craig Counsell taking over as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs.
I did see something about that, yeah.
As a Cubs fan, I'm shocked by that. I'm shocked that they fired David Ross, who was an integral part of the World Series team in 2016. Craig Counsell, who is from Wisconsin, grew up a Brewers fan, played for the Brewers for like 16 years, and then has managed them for the last however many years. So yeah. For somebody, I mean, I kind of thought he was there until they kicked him out. But traveling down to Chicago to take over the Cubs, that was pretty interesting there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Health, business, and science notes today. Americans owe over $1 trillion on their credit cards, according to a new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It found that credit card balances spiked by over $150 billion year over year, and that's the largest increase this century.
And Heinz will roll out a new pickle-flavored ketchup next year. The condiment maker says pickle ketchup will combine, quote, the tangy and savory flavor of pickles with the unmistakable taste of Heinz ketchup. Had to get a little self-promotion in there. Pickle ketchup will start to hit store shelves in early 2024.
All right. Also, Shake Shack announcing a new nationwide promotion where they're giving America the chance at a free chicken sandwich. All that needs to happen is an NFL player does the chicken dance after scoring a touchdown. The offer is good for this coming Sunday's games, and if a player does the dance, the sandwich can be redeemed the following week through November 19th. So you do have to have the Shake Shack app, and you will have to spend $10 on other stuff to get the free chicken sandwich. But yeah. I'll be watching to see if a player does a chicken dance this coming Sunday.
Well, and especially if NFL players, you know, are aware of this and they start doing the chicken dance on purpose. It's like Shake Shack knows, okay, we need to do something to make money off of this. We can't just be giving away sandwiches.
Right.
Lastly, researchers at the University of South Florida Health are making a breakthrough regarding treatments for people with Alzheimer's disease. Officials are looking for FDA approval for a drug that is already given to people with significant dementia as part of the AHEAD study. They want to give the medication to people who are at risk of undergoing symptoms to see if it delays the process.
5:45, get another check of the roads and our weather right now.
All right, so looking at Pensacola, it's a bit more of the same. We are still seeing some congestion on North Palafox Street heading towards Burgess Road, but it has died down. I'm very proud to say that, as if I had something to do with it. On Pine Forest Road, going north and southbound, though, it is still very much backed up near I-10. So if you're in that area, expect some trouble. Looking to the Milton and Pace areas, we're still seeing some congestion coming off of Avalon Boulevard trying to head westbound on Caroline Street. And speaking of Caroline Street, we were seeing some serious congestion trying to travel westbound coming over Blackwater River. And while that is still present, it has since died down a great deal.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather forecast.
Foggy weather is likely to develop late tonight and into Wednesday morning. In fact, over the next couple nights and mornings, fog is likely. Look for that. Lows will be near 60. Daytime highs next few days, pretty close to 80 degrees. Eventually, we'll see rain around here, and it looks like we've got a chance late this week. Friday, it's a 40% chance. Into the weekend, the rain chance around 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now, 72 degrees, clear skies overnight with a low of 60. Pop culture notes today. Would you have been able to forgive Chandler had he cheated on Monica?
No.
Well, it almost happened.
Chandler goes up to the hotel room, orders room service, and I bring it up as a hotel worker, and we end up talking and laughing and connecting, and Chandler ends up cheating on Monica with my character. We had rehearsed it and everything, and then the day before we were shooting in front of a live audience, I was told that Chandler went to the writers and said the audience will never forgive him for cheating on Monica, which he was probably right.
Okay, so the public did not see this then. They were rehearsing the day before it would have been shot. That is Lisa Cash, who says it would have happened during the Vegas episodes after Chandler found out that Monica had lunch with Richard. I remember those very well. He was obviously very upset and was down on himself and all that. So Lisa Cash, the actress, ended up being the attendant on those same episodes on the flight where Rachel and Ross were doing pranks and trying to embarrass each other on the flight to Vegas. So that's pretty remarkable that her character was originally written to for Chandler to cheat on Monica with. Your thoughts on that?
Props to the late, great Matthew Perry on that one. He was absolutely right to be concerned about how this would impact the view of his character and all that going forward on the show. And when you look at it in retrospect, you look at how Friends ended and you see them all together and all that. It's like if one of them cheated on the other, that would have driven a serious spike, you know, because as you and I said in the last hour, Ross and Rachel at least had a debate about it. There's no debate if Chandler just met someone else one night. It's like there's no justification
for it. Well, and just playing this out, had that happen, I mean, because you have Monica and, well, I mean, so Rachel and Chandler were roommates in college.
Yes.
Ross is obviously Monica's brother.
Mm-hmm. There'd have been some serious rifts.
So yeah, that would have been that would have been completely different there, obviously. But pretty interesting story there. So Barbara Streisand out with a new memoir. My name is Barbara. So if you are a Barbara Streisand fan, there you go. Publishers, according to Barbara, have been asking her to write an autobiography for 40 years. It almost took her that long to write it. It is super long. 60 chapters and 992 pages long. Is there any person that you would read 992 pages about that isn't deity?
No, I don't think so. I think you got to be pretty obsessed with Barbara, books, or both to read something like that. But, I mean, you and I discussed, we're not big book readers. I have, like, political books like Ben Carson, Ronald Reagan, and I've read, like, little tidbits here and there. But they're huge books. I haven't hardly touched them.
900, that's ridiculous. Also, just shy of our final break, Prince fans have an exciting chance to get their hands on the music icon's clothes, jewelry, and other memorabilia. Over 8,000 pieces are up for auction online at a site called RR Auction. The Purple Rain items come from Prince's wardrobe designer. Bidding for all of the items ends on November 16th. 5:50, final break this hour. We've got some wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number two of Pensacola right now.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing.
Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Fifty-three News Radio 92.3, hour number 2 of Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. 850-437-1620 is the text line, traffic line 850-262-6111. Final check of our roads and weather here.
All right, so I'm looking at the roads here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and there was a lot of congestion previously on not just North Palafox Street, but also Pensacola Boulevard near Burgess Road. But a great deal of that has died down. So if you're dealing with some congestion in that area, it shouldn't keep you up too long. As for Pine Forest Road, we've still got a lot of congestion coming off of I-10 going both north and southbound there. And in the Pace and Milton areas of Santa Rosa County, Caroline Street has cleared up a good deal, especially coming over Blackwater River, heading westbound, and also heading eastbound from Avalon Boulevard. That's cleared up a lot also.
All right, and taking a look at the weather forecast.
Foggy weather is likely to develop late tonight and into Wednesday morning. In fact, over the next couple nights and mornings, fog is likely. Look for that. Lows will be near 60. Daytime highs next few days, pretty close to 80 degrees. eventually we'll see rain around here, and it looks like we've got a chance late this week. Friday, it's a 40% chance. Into the weekend, the rain chance around 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, it is a very nice 72 degrees, clear. Do have patchy, dense fog overnight, and a dense fog advisory will be in effect for early tomorrow morning as well. All right, wacky and weird stories. Disney theme park workers would really appreciate it if people would stop pooping in line. That's right.
Not. I would think that's not a very tall order there.
And we're not talking about, like, defecating in your pants. We mean, like, they go down, you poop, and then you put it pants back up. Apparently this happens a lot more often than we'd care to think about. A Pulitzer Prize-winning news site, SFGate, just did a big write-up about it. And waiting in line for a popular ride can take upwards of 90 minutes. For some, just too long to hold out, and it's not just kids either. Disney Resorts has implemented a protocol where a guest can flag down a cast member who will wait in line for them until they return from the restroom. I would say long overdue.
That is exactly what I was going to say. Protocol sounds long overdue to me as well. Back in 2019, a $6 million gold toilet was stolen, and four men in England just got arrested for it. Unfortunately, the toilet is nowhere to be found, and chances are that the gold was melted down and sold raw. A conceptual artist in Italy made it out of 18-karat gold and named it America. And for the exact reason you'd think, it's supposed to be a commentary on unbridled capitalism, or something of that sort at least. It was originally on display at the Guggenheim, and yes, you could wait in line to actually use it.
Okay. Yeah.
Lots so to unpack now, there.
Yeah, so I will say that, because I looked it up, I was like, no, come on. There's that people would wait in line to, but yes, they did. But unlike Disney rides where, you know, depending on if somebody was going one or two, may take a little long, they implemented at the Guggenheim, there was a three-minute limit on people using the toilet, the gold toilet. So things, you know, kind of moved somewhat frequently. But would you wait in line if you knew about this?
No.
Okay. All right, I was just asking a question.
It's not directed at you, Joe. It's directed at the art. I don't respect the art.
Oh, okay. All right. I understand. I get that. Looking at some good news stories here, today's hero of the day, a 12-year-old in Philadelphia named Ethan Williams. He recently saved his friend's life during lunch at school by doing the Heimlich maneuver. He learned how to do it in school earlier this year. His teacher says it was textbook.
I mean, that's pretty awesome, because there's a lot of adults who wouldn't be useful in that situation, myself being one of them. So to not only identify that kid was choking, but to spring into action like that and successfully pull it off, I mean, it's one thing to try, but to successfully do it, that's awesome. And a sheep that was stuck at the bottom of a cliff in Scotland finally got rescued over the weekend. She'd been living down there all alone for at least 2 years, so people started calling her Britain's loneliest sheep. Hmm. No one had been able to get to her, but five farmers hiked down and helped lead her back up the side of a steep hill. They say that she is in remarkably good condition and, surprisingly, even a little overweight. Yeah. An animal sanctuary took her in, and she will be able to live out the rest of her life around lots of other sheep.
A very cool story there. Also, definitely want to say good job to our local law enforcement. It was in our top three stories here, but this making the rounds today, throughout the day. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons talking about the kind of an Amber Alert, kind of wasn't.
Yeah.
I know if you have our News Radio app, we did put out an alert with the Amber Alert header because we did not get the state notification. Nobody did. But a five-year-old girl who was in a vehicle that was stolen, Scambia Sheriff deputies and Pensacola police both responding, flooding the area where this was reported in. And good team effort there. They found the car. Suspect still on the loose, but the five-year-old girl was found, safely returned to her family. So good job from the Escambia Sheriff's Office and Pensacola Police.
Absolutely.
Done that yesterday. A 12-minute break for us. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up, and then we're back with another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.